This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Tuesday, July 1st, brought to you by AgNutrientPolicy.org. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. By a single vote cast by the Vice President, the Senate approved its version of budget reconciliation and is pending approval by the House of Representatives. The language is proving no less controversial as debate over budget cuts and tax breaks continues to play out. Senate Ag Committee Chair John Bozeman praised the legislation approved after a grueling all-night session. While cuts to Medicaid and SNAP are highly controversial, the improved farm safety net and extended tax provisions are welcome news to America's farmers and ranchers. Alexa Kambelik with the American Soybean Association of Washington says reconciliation is not the preferred path to approve farm policy.
A lot of folks saw this as perhaps the only bite at the apple for some of these large ticket items. And so, we wanted to make sure that these priorities, which we had advocated for in the 2024 Farm Bill, would get included here, but certainly continuing to work with advocates on both sides of the aisle to make sure that we can get a five-year farm bill that includes a lot of the additional items that farmers need to continue their livelihoods finished before the end of the year.
Kambelik says many farm policy needs are met in the legislation.
Increases in reference prices, improvements to crop insurance programs, a doubling of funding for our foreign market access programs, which is critical and something that agriculture has been asking for a number of years, in addition to research funding and more. So just looking at those agriculture provisions, those are some of our key priorities. But, in addition to that, as a major feedstock provider for biofuels, we were thrilled to see the changes included to the 45Z clean fuel production credit. Those changes, which are going to benefit agricultural feedstocks and make those more competitive, that's going to be a huge market impact for farmers.
Kambelik says the compromise in renewable fuel language is not a lot different in the Senate proposal.
The House version extended this through 2031, but the transferability of that credit, which is something that's important to some of these smaller biofuel producers that don't have tax liability, that was only going to extend through 2027. So it would have been an unusable credit for a significant number of producers after 2027. The Senate bill extends both the credit and the transferability for that credit through 2029. So it's a compromise, right? They were dealing with a tough fiscal environment, but we see this as a win and a credit that is longer than the current life of 45Z.
House Agriculture Committee Chair Glenn G.T. Thompson had said that if farm policy is not approved on a timely basis this year, he'd be back to Congress asking for revenue assistance. Kambelik says the challenges in the farm economy are real.
It's been a really difficult couple of years. Maybe the personal financial safety nets that some of these farmers had is starting to deplete. There isn't that cushion that maybe there was a few years ago. So, it is more critical than ever to not only have these items that were included in this reconciliation package pass, but also to have those authorizing programs that are needed through a farm bill to be reauthorized by the end of the year.
Today's Drive Time is brought to you by AgNutrientPolicy.org. Your morning coffee, the food on your plate, a day at the lake or the beach. None of these would be possible without clean water. U.S. farmers, ranchers, and ag retailers are on the front line of protecting our nation's waterways. Through on-farm conservation practices, livestock management, and enhanced fertilizer storage capabilities, farmers and ranchers are voluntarily making decisions to ensure clean water for today and tomorrow. To learn more about how U.S. agriculture is protecting and improving our waterways, visit agnutrientpolicy.org. Brought to you by America Soybean Farmers. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.